This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn, joined by Bobby Sheehan. We're talking about Arch Jubilee Summer Concert Series. It's going to be kicking off Thursday next week. That's July 18th, and there's going to be the John Denver tribute to start off, and then there's the Chris Collins in Boulder Canyon for the big band that week. Bobby, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
So let's talk a little bit about the John Denver tribute and Chris Collins in Boulder Canyon. So what obviously John Denver tribute's going to sound like John Denver.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so these guys met in Aspen, Colorado.
Oh, wow.
At a festival celebrating John Denver's life, and they're obviously big fans of his music. John Denver's obviously pretty well known out in Colorado, although I don't think he was from Colorado.
Really?
Enough. Yeah.
Huh.
But I could be wrong on that. I have to check. But yeah, they play the music of John Denver, which, I mean, Country Roads, Take Me Home, Leaving on a Jet Plane. Everyone loves that classic folk music. And so they play his music. They don't call themselves an impersonation act like some tributes do. But when you look at Chris Collins, who's the lead guy, he does look like John Denver.
He's John Denver.
And he does sound pretty similar.
Yeah.
They say they're not an impersonation act.
They just happened to be like John Denver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then the Chris Collins in Boulder Canyon, what's that all about?
That's the John Denver.
Oh, it's all one big title. Okay.
Yep. Chris Collins and Boulder Canyon. That's his band.
Okay.
Boulder Canyon is his
band.
So
who's the local act?
So that's Morgan and Roger. So this is actually their first time opening for an Arts Jubilee concert, which I'm very excited about. Morgan, I have not met Roger yet, but Morgan, I know she works over at the Thompson House Eatery and also does some singing on the side. So we're really excited to have them. It's just an acoustic duo. I know there's some banjo in there as well. So that'll be, so the local opening acts all start at 6 o'clock. Every concert has a local opening act at 6 o'clock.
And then the main act is at 7.
Correct.
And you can find more information anytime by going to archjubilee.org. That's archjubilee.org. It's Thursdays throughout July and August. So next up we have July 25th, Duke Robillard Band?
Yeah, Robillard.
Robillard Band. I butchered that.
No, that's okay. Roy might take issue with that.
Yeah, that's good, because that's blues.
That's the blues,
That's the traditional blues night.
That's right. Yeah, Duke Robillard. He's played in the Valley before. Awesome blues swing band. It's a four-piece. He's bringing the four-piece with him. Just great music that you can dance to. So that's going to be a lot of fun to have him. I don't know if he's done Arts Jubilee before. I know he's played in the Valley. So
that's going to be, again, happening at Cranmore, and that particular performance will be July 25th, the Duke Robillard Band.
Yep.
Okay,
go.
I got it.
Yeah.
Got it. And then August 1st, Piano Men, mm-hmm. That's going to be the music of Elton and Billy.
Yeah, so Elton John, Billy Joel, who doesn't love them, right?
I mean, come on.
And Elton John seems to be everywhere. Even now, I mean, he's...
Yeah, well, they've got the movie out.
Yep, they have his movie, Lion King, it's obviously...
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I always forget that he did so many soundtracks, but he has worked on so many soundtracks.
Yep. And this band, they've played locally, I think it was a couple years ago, over at Deer Trees. And a couple of our board members went to that show, and they came back and just raving about them. And so that we need to get them sometime. And they're all fairly local. I think the lead guy comes from Portland, and I think he brings players from the Portland Symphony Orchestra. So it's a full, it's not just a regular, rhythm section. They have a little string section that plays with them, and it's just a really, it's a great show. They do an awesome job with it. So that's fun music.
And who's the local act for that night?
That one is Dennis and Davey.
Dennis and Davey.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
So August 8th, Pops Concert and Fireworks Show. That's a classic with Arts Jubilee.
Yeah, that's been a tradition since we started in 1983. And the Seacoast Wind Ensemble is going to perform that show. And so they perform light Pops classics.
And they're a regular visitor to Valley on various occasions.
Yep. They play the Memorial Weekend Concert in Freiburg every year. And they're just a great band. And they do an awesome job. They've done this particular show for us a couple times now, and we always love having them back.
Let me guess, Mount Washington Valley Band yes. for the warm-up?
You are correct.
Yeah. Ah, yes, continuing the tradition.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Yep, so that's, and we actually have a board member or two that plays in that band, and so it's always great to have them back. And they do a great job.
They always do a great job.
And then the fireworks after that.
Yes, and fireworks.
So Atlas Pyrotechnics comes in, and they every Pops concert show ends with a fireworks display, which is a lot of fun.
So August 15th, last week, that will be Barnes, Gordy, and Walsh, and that's going to be bluegrass.
Yeah, so Danny Barnes, Grant Gordy, and Joe K. Walsh. That's the three of them. It's a bluegrass folk trio. Danny Barnes is... Actually a pretty well-known banjo player. I got to know him through his association with Dave Matthews Band. He played banjo on their Big Whiskey album, and that's when I first heard him, and he played on a few of those tracks, and I started listening to him, and he's an amazing banjo player. Grant Gordy I have not heard before, but he's rhythm guitar and lead guitar, but he's renowned. And then Joe K. Walsh has actually played at Arch Jubilee before, but with Jonathan Edwards.
Okay.
He played with the Jonathan Edwards trio, and he plays around all the time, and he's an amazing mandolin player.
And who's opening up for that?
That's going to be Jeremy Holden.
Oh, yep, so local, Jeremy!
Yeah, Jeremy's opening that show, which is going to be great, because Jeremy plays a lot of that folk music. So that's going to be a good time.
Is there going to be a certain backing guitarist, Jeremy?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think I'm going to sit back and relax.
For those of you who don't know, Bobby often plays backing guitar for Jeremy and vice versa,
mm-hmm.
depending on what associated group.
Yeah.
So it's Arch Jubilee Summer Concert Series, Thursdays throughout July and August. July 18th, the Chris Collins and Boulder Canyon group. That's John Denver tribute group. July 25th, the Duke Roblard Band. That's blues. August 1st, Piano Men, music of Elton and Billy. August 8th, Pops Concert with fireworks. August 15th, Barnes, Gordy, and Walsh. And don't forget, the local acts start at 6 o'clock, and then the main act is at 7. You can find more information at archjubilee.org. Just some quick house attendance. Arch Jubilee is in an open venue, Cranmore, so you're going to want to bring blankets or chairs or whatever you're going to... It's basically you're sitting on the yard, mm-hmm. so whatever you want to be comfortable on the yard, that's what you should bring. And then also new this year, food trucks.
Yeah. So we've always had food at the venue provided by Center Plate, and this year Cranmore, who's our host sponsor, they brought up the idea of expanding that a little bit. So we actually have three food trucks that are going to be at our concerts, Kimberly's Gluten Free Kitchen, White Mountain Wood Fired Pizza, and then Trails End Ice Cream. So they will be at our concerts, which is going to be... just more variety of food. So who doesn't love that? And Tuckerman will be back to serve alcoholic beverages on the deck.
Yeah, so it's Arch Jubilee Summer Concert Series. It kicks off next Thursday, that's July 18th, with Chris Collins and Boulder Canyon, a John Denver tribute band. You can find more information by going to archjubilee.org. That's archjubilee.org. Don't forget, local act starts at 6, main act at 7 o'clock at Cranmore Mountain. And if anybody's interested, they are looking for some extra board members on Arch Jubilee. So if you are a big fan of Arch Jubilee and want to help plan some future summer concert series, might want to look into that. So it's archjubilee.org for more information. Bobby, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leonie McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.